What's this podcast about? Even I don't know. Tune in while I figure it out. It's time for JFIO Minis. It's time for JFIO Minis, What's up? I'm Josh. I'm gonna do this whole intro in this rhythm and cadence till I get bored, which is now. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Josh Richmond, host of Josh Figures It Out, which you know is on hiatus, but I promised bonus content, and this is it. Look, you've heard me talk about my friend Jaegerbeer the Pirate before, and you even heard me back on episode 9 talk about this letter I received from him where he, like, his ship crashed, and then he discovered a talking octopus and the mythical lost city of Atlantis? Although I'm still not even sure how he found Atlantis, even now. By the way, the occasion of recording this bonus content is that I got another letter from the dude in my mailbox. Still soaking wet because it came from under the ocean. Managed to soak all the rest of my mail. I really got to tell the mailman, dude, just like, I don't know, put it in the microwave for a couple seconds before you bring it over here. I don't know, the letter might shrink a little bit. It'll still be readable, probably. I don't even know how Jaegerbeard got ink that was that stays that permanent in water. Maybe he asked his octopus friend. I don't know. Never talked to that octopus guy. Seems like kind of a S-Q-R-A-R-E square to me. But that's just me. I'm a hepcat. 50% of the human race is square to me, which translates to probably like 80 to 90% of the mollusk race. Mollusks are so square. God, just deciding to stay in one spot your whole life, eating whatever food comes at you. The most excitement you ever get is when you, like, are barnacles mollusks? I think they are. I think they're like mollusks in a shell. But they latch themselves onto the side of ships, and they get to see the world that way. But it's still, you're just like a lazy bones. You're asking somebody else to move you around on your own accord. I'm not into that, man. You know me, I'm a hep daddy-o, and I got to ramble. But I'm glad Jaegerbeard and this octopus are getting along so well. In my past correspondence of Jaegerbeard, he always seemed like kind of a loner. Didn't make friends too easily. I'm glad he's making friends a little easier now, even if they are strange underwater creatures. Point is, I got another letter from Jaegerbeard explaining how he discovered the lost city of Atlantis, or at least got closer to finishing his story, which sounds like it's going to be a long-ass story. Here's the deal. If you remember, when we last heard from Jaegerbeard, episode 9, he was sailing his rickety wooden ship one stormy night, and he found himself on the bottom of the ocean floor all of a sudden after his ship crashed. But when he came to underwater on the ocean floor, he was somehow able to breathe underwater. That's when he met this talking octopus dude, who explained he had crashed in the enchanted ocean surrounding the mythical lost city of Atlantis. And that's why he could breathe. So when this latest letter I got from Jaegerbeard starts, he and the octopus are walking through a narrow trench on the ocean floor, making their way to Atlantis, and trying to avoid the many dangers that litter their path.
Watch out, Mr. Beard. You almost stepped on a stonefish, and they are extremely venomous.
Yar, I hate the ocean. Everything down here is a poisonous thing in disguise.
Venomous? There is a difference.
My mistake. Everything down here is either poisonous or a pedantic jerk begging to have its limbs tied into knots. Do you know how many different knots a pirate can tie? Shall I demonstrate the halyard hitch?
I'm just making conversation, friend. A verdant vocabulary is a wonderful thing. Not many folks down here understand even rudimentary English.
Aye, so how do you?
Beg pardon?
How do you understand English? Did other drunk pirates crash their ships and drift down here for you to bore to death?
Well, it's a funny thing. This old mollusk vaguely remembers a time when the ocean wasn't full of trash, but that was long ago. Nowadays, there's flotsam and jetsam as far as the eye can see. Plenty of books that I can use to teach myself new languages, as well as plastic soda holders that I can almost choke on and die. It's a mixed bag.
So what's your favorite book, then? Everyone knows a pirate's favorite book. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, because we like treasure.
I only get the books everyone throws away. So my favorite book is A Sure Thing by Nicole Snooki Pulitzi.
Yarr, a Jersey Shore joke. Very 2014, chum.
My stars. And here I thought we were bonding. No need for such rudeness.
What did I say, chum?
Chum is a dirty word down here. You might as well call me Future Shark Poop.
Aye, well, we're both going to be chum if we don't get to Atlantis quick. My pirate intuition's telling me some very large game is afoot in these parts.
A foot? Or a fin?
A fuck you and your puns.
Who goes there?
Holy shit!
Jumpin' Jehoshaphat!
Suddenly, the left wall of the trench began to rumble and shake. Jaegerbeard soon realized this wasn't a trench wall at all, but the side of an enormous fish, far bigger than a whale. The monstrous beast slowly maneuvered itself until its massive body completely blocked our hero's path.
What in blazing barnacles is that thing?
The Leviathan. I must confess, I've never seen one in the flesh. I thought it was just a myth.
I am no myth. For millennia, I have guarded this sacred passageway to Atlantis. It is my duty to stop all who mean to do harm to the great city.
Yarr, I'm no holy man. But weren't you that big fish in the Bible that God promises to slay after the end of time?
Oh, you know my work. Do you want me to sign your Bible? I don't have a pen, but you could ask your friend to spread some ink in my direction and I'll sign it for 20 quid.
20 quid? Who do you think you are, Jason Biggs?
And I don't just ink for any old Joe who asks me. I mean, we just met. Get to know a cephalopod first, why don't ya?
You may not pass until you answer my three riddles. Did you hear me? You may not pass until—
Yarr, I heard you fine. Lay him on me.
Right, okay. I was expecting you to make a fuss. Usually they say something like, just get through already, riddles are ridiculous.
They are, so let's get this over with. Riddle number one.
Yes, right. Riddle number one. What's black and white and red all over?
A newspaper.
A blushing penguin.
Oh, I like both of those. I think newspaper is the right answer, but a blushing penguin sounds right too. Have I been saying a riddle wrong this whole time?
I don't know. Are we good to go? Riddle number two.
We'll come back to that one. Riddle number two. What has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon?
Oh, I know this one. It's mankind.
You didn't let me finish.
But I've heard that one before. I believe it's the riddle of the Sphinx.
Duh!
No, it's a completely different riddle. You didn't let me finish. What has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon? Then, it straps on a jetpack and flies around all night. What is it?
That doesn't make a lick of sense.
It didn't make any sense the first time. What baby turns into a full-grown man and then dies all in one day? Riddles aren't supposed to make any fucking sense, just say anything.
Oh, right. It's a cyborg dog. A scientist cuts its legs off in the afternoon, then replaces it with a jetpack at night, and shoots him into space.
Lucky guess. Wow, no one ever gets this far.
Riddle number three! Come on already!
I'm getting to it! Jeez. Riddle number three. What sits upside down, but stands like, sideways, but also walks in a circle?
What? Are you just making these up?
How dare you question the ancient and powerful Leviathan? Just for that, I'm knocking you back to riddle one. what's black and white and red all over, but not what you said the first time, something different.
A sunburned zebra.
A hot fudge sundae with a cherry on top.
Michael Jackson with a bloody nose.
There are literally hundreds of answers to this question.
You think you're funny? Now you have to answer 10 riddles. Riddle number 4. This thing all things devours. Birds, cheese, nachos. No, that's not right.
You know what? Forget Atlantis and forget you. We'll be on our way now. So nice to meet you.
Good. Go and hang your head in shame. 2 more fools defeated by my mighty intellect.
You're going to give up that easily?
No, but I can't play this rascally game all day. Come on, I've got an idea.
20 minutes later, Jaegerbeard and the octopus approach the Leviathan once again, this time covered in coral.
Who approaches the great Leviathan?
Yarr, we are both coral.
Are you trying to get to Atlantis?
Narr, we're just drifting with the current.
We can't even move our limbs, for we are merely coral.
Would you move, please? You're blocking our drifting.
Okay, you may pass. Godspeed, little coral. You know, in a way, we're all just drifting in the current.
Aren't we? So true. I can't believe that worked! We did it! We did it!
Nay, my friend. We did it.
And so, Jaegerbeard and the octopus set off again towards Atlantis. But they were still far from their destination. Will they make it? I honestly have no idea, because that's where the letter ends. I'm in suspense as much as you guys are. But as soon as I get a new letter, I will let you know. Which wraps it up for this episode of JFIO Minis. Have you guys had OREO Minis? AKA Oreo Minis? I just saw they have a new flavor in Ralph's. It's like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup flavored. Pretty good. Pretty damn good. Gotta say. And that inspired the name of these mini bonus episodes. Anywho, JFIO is still on hiatus. Probably will be for some time. Maybe I'll do a new bonus episode, but mostly this was just to whet your appetite, let you know I haven't disappeared from the podcasting scene, let you know that I do have a new podcast in the works. I already recorded the first episode. It's pretty sweet. I'm just going to sit on it for a bit. I want to stockpile a couple before I release the first one. But I'm so excited about it. You guys are going to know about that very soon. Just keep following at Radio TFB on Twitter. And I think that wraps it up. Peace and love, y'all. Catch you guys on the flip side. Ciao.